Back to My Garden, episode 20.
Welcome to Back to My Garden. Discover your passion for gardening. Here's Dave Ledoux.
Do you love perennial flowers? Get a free online catalog and 10% off your first order of bulbs at Bloomin' Bulbs. I set up a special link just for podcast listeners. Just go to www.backtomygarden.com/bulb for your unique bonus. This episode of Back to My Garden, sponsored by Coffee Royalty. Can you really lose 5, 10, even 20 pounds or more just by switching your coffee or tea? Find out how to drink it for free at www.backtomygarden.com/coffee. Well, good morning or good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world when you listen to this. Welcome to another edition of Back to My Garden. I'm your host, Dave Ledoux, and today we're talking gardening in a whole different geography. We're going to the mountains of New Hampshire. Robert is a passionate student. He studies alternative health and wellness. He's an avid gardener. He also practices a raw vegan lifestyle with an amazing story to tell about the results on his body. He's a blogger. He's active on Twitter. We'll talk all about that. Please welcome to the show from New Hampshire, Robert Adjutant. Robert, good morning.
Morning.
Glad to have you on the show. I want to get to know you a little bit, and I'm sure the listeners want to get to know you a little bit. Take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I come from a family that was a garden family originally, and I come from a small town of Union before I moved up in the mountains later on and when I was older. And So I'm very much into health and reading about health, and because my grandmother died of cancer, I started studying into health and diets and stuff like that and being more serious about it. And right now I'm living in an apartment up in Conway, and I eat a lot of raw foods and stuff, and a lot of it's caveman style. I get a lot of food from a community-supported agriculture thing out of Ossipee and from a farmer. And I get food once a week from there, and so I eat a lot of that. And I food, a lot of vegetables, and I eat them raw.
You're a raw vegan. You're eating all these vegetables.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense that you'd be into gardening. What was your first garden like?
My first garden by myself up in Conway was a little rough, and I started out the first year by renting a plot in the community garden, and then I got a lot of vegetables that were given to the garden from a local farmer, Earl Family Farm, and so I planted a lot of kale that first year and a lot of other plants. My first attempts were with the following years were with planting seeds and trying to get seeds grown inside so I could transfer them outdoors. And I had a lot of trouble with that. They'd come up bulky or they wouldn't grow at all. I eventually bought a seed starter kit that was a tray with a styrofoam plug holder in it that you put the plugs in, and you put the seeds in the plugs, and then you float it in the tray. You have the styrofoam container in the tray, and it floats in the water to keep moisture right. After I got that, I had better luck with the seedlings, but then I didn't have it at the right heat to germinate the seeds. You got to have the right temperature to germ, or the seeds won't germinate. And they have a heater that's a mat that you plug in and you put under the tray. And I saw that in there, but I had the grow light. So I lowered the grow light this year. For the first time in a long time, I've had better luck with the tomatoes I've had the luck that I've had before was I'd plant 10 and only 3 would come up and then they'd be leggy. This year, all 21 that I planted came up, and almost all the kale plants that I planted came up, and a lot of the other ones. I lost a few. The cabbage didn't do well this year. That something weren't just right for it, maybe the temperature or something. Only one come up, and then it died after a while. Then I discovered that you had to feed them, or they become leggy. And I had, with the starter kit, I had some feeding stuff that I've used in following in years before, but this year I used that and some volcanic soil that has microorganisms in it. I mixed it in water and fed them with that, and the stuff from Gardens Alive. And all the tomatoes grew really good, and when I transplanted them outdoors, they all survived. They're all still living now. I did discover that it helps to feed the roots when you transplant them outside, because it eases up on the shock of the plant from being transplanted from inside to outside. So that helps that helped me to keep a lot of the plants. I've only lost a few things this year, and those were pepper plants that I grew. I grew 5 of them, and I lost one in the garden. They seem to be growing small, keeping small, but they have big peppers on them.
Are they like bell peppers or hot peppers?
They're hot peppers. No, they're not hot peppers because they're sweet pepper.
Sweet pepper.
They're a black, sweet Italian tolly pepper. It's a heirloom variety.
Hey, okay. Now you're talking my ball game. So where did you get the seeds, the heirloom seeds for the sweet pepper?
Seeds exchange.
Did you online or locally?
I called them up on the phone because I got a catalog.
Nice. Nice. So this is your first season growing that kind?
No, I planted some heirloom in the past, but I've got more heirloom this year. I've got dragon carrots.
Yeah, I got those this year, dragon carrots.
And I like the taste of them a lot better. They taste really good. And then I've got, supposedly all the seeds that I buy from this Seed Savers Exchange are organic, and they're all heirloom. So, but I got some cabbage from the giveaway garden because a local farmer Earl Family Farm gives seed starters to the community garden every year. So I got some of them. So I planted some cabbage, and I'm not sure what they are. The 3 of them are growing really good in one plot, and in the other plot, the 5 that are five cabbages that are growing are small, but they're growing.
Let me ask you about that, Robert. So you live in an apartment and you decide to get a community plot. Do you have, can you describe the size of it? Like if you're measuring the size of your plot, how big is it?
I don't really know the size of it, but
like strides, if you had to take steps along the length and width of it.
It's not too big, but it's pretty big. It's enough to plant. I got 55 kales planted in one plot, and with some mustard seeds that reseeded themselves from last year. And then I got four collard plants and 3 cabbage plants in one plot, and so that fills it up. So it's plus, there's some other kale plants that I replanted that reseeded themselves over in one of the other plots that I planted with the kale that I had, because I had planted 33, and then I added on some that reseeded themselves in to make about 55. So they're fairly big, but they're not real big.
Well, 55 kale plants. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You've come a long way from your windowsill.
I've always had good luck with kale. They seem to grow pretty good for me.
Now, I would imagine your diet and your lifestyle, you consume a large quantity of vegetables. For those people listening at home, can you give an idea of what you might eat in a day as a vegan?
As a vegan, well, lots of vegetables. I eat a chickpea miso soup that's unpasteurized that I have in the morning. And then I have a whole bunch of superfoods. I got raw chocolate and some black maca powder that I got from David Wolf's Longevity Warehouse and some manuka. And then I got some and then just other vegetables. And I don't eat 100% raw. But I eat around, 97% raw. The only thing that I eat in the house here, unless I binge and eat some junk food from outside, which I tend to stay away from more than I did in the past, but I have some chickpeas that I cook and some lentils that I cook now and then, but otherwise than that, it's all. All raw, and then the vegetables from the garden I eat raw. I make smoothies out of a lot of the vegetables. I'll take the broccoli and put it in a NutriBullet and put some water in there, and then I'll drink it down. And the kale I make. Smoothies out of that. Then I have a dehydrator where I make kale chips. And so that's why I grow a lot of kale, because I drink a lot of that. And then it's hard for me to remember what I eat, but...
Maybe you can comment.
A lot of vegetables.
A lot of vegetables. But it's changed your life, hasn't it?
Yeah. When I first moved to Conway... I moved to Conway because I like the mountains, and my aunt and cousins used to bring me up in the mountains hiking and camping. And so when I got older, I moved to the mountains, and then when I moved to the mountains, I got away from gardening a lot, so I started buying food at the health food store. And then I was eating a lot of junk food, and I gained a lot of weight. I got up to over 300 pounds, and then I got sick and tired of that, and be weighing that, and I wondered whether I'd ever be skinny again. So I joined a gym and started exercising on the treadmill, and then I started eating more into the raw food diet. I ate a lot of chocolate pie back then. I don't eat so much now. I usually eat have the chocolate drinks without any sugar in them. I don't eat much sugar. Then after 2 years' time of exercising and stuff, I was down to 170 pounds again.
You've lost 130 pounds.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then that's when I started looking for a place to plant. And the first idea that I came up with was that I could buy a grow light and plant some vegetables inside. So I bought a grow light and I was planning to plant some vegetables inside when I was over to Earl Family Farm once, a local farmer, and he mentioned about a community garden. And then I got the phone number and called and contacted them, and now I rent a garden plot there, which costs $25 a plot. And there's 25 plots, and down the end of the plot, there's a giveaway garden that you got to put 5 hours, hours in during the season. That's part of the price. And so I rent three plots over there, and it's been about 4 or 5 years now gardening there.
Fantastic. I'd imagine in the mountains in New Hampshire, you get all four seasons. When do you actually go out and plant? Is it in mid-May?
June, the end of April, beginning of June.
Okay, and by October, you know, you've probably got bad weather and it's getting ready to snow by November, right?
Yeah, sometimes it don't snow till December, but by November there's usually some. By the end of November, Thanksgiving, there's usually it starts snowing around then. Sometimes it's later than that. But it's usually around then.
Okay, so the dragon carrots are very happy. Sounds like your tomatoes are pretty unhappy when they first go in the ground, but they recover.
Yeah, this year they did good though. I used some stuff that has seaweed and some alfalfa and some fish stuff in it to lessen the shock on the roots. And then I put that under the plant before I planted them. And the tomatoes, I didn't post them up, but there's 21 tomatoes that are gaining height by growing close to each other. And they all got flowers on them, and there's a lot of small tomatoes starting now.
Nice. Now, in a community plot, is it popular where you live? Are there other gardeners that you meet? Or roughly how many garden plots are there where you are?
There's 25 plots, and it's not the only garden or community garden in the area. They have two or three more. And like I say, you put 5 hours work into the giveaway side of the garden, and you meet other gardeners, and you get other ideas from the community garden, which are good for planting because you see how they're planting, whether they use mulching with hay or whether they're how they're planting. And one person used a pallet to grow lettuce in, so there's no weeds in the lettuces growing up around the pallets.
It's a vertical. They did the pallet standing up?
No, on the just down flat. The pallets would like you to put something on it. You know what I mean?
Nice.
It's down flat, and the lettuce is growing up between it, and it's growing without any weeds there.
I mean, you could imagine all week and not come up with something like that unless you saw it for the first time.
So yeah, so you get a lot of good ideas from the community garden, and plus you get to talk with other people that they garden too.
When you look at your garden this year, what's most exciting about it and what's frustrating you?
The tomatoes are the most exciting thing. They're going good, and hopefully I'll get a lot of tomatoes from them this year. The thing that didn't excite me so much was losing one of the peppers, and that the peppers are growing small. They seem to stay small for me, but they have big peppers on them.
Hmm. So the plant is small, but the fruit is big.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's not going good with me is I planted some rhubarb on the end of one of the plots. I have three plots. And they are planted too close together, I think, because they're only growing small leaves on them. So I think I got to dig up one this fall and see if the leaves will grow bigger on the other one.
Is there anything you're thinking about experimenting with next season? Maybe a new plant or a new vegetable?
I like to experiment with herbs and wild foods some more, because I'd like to learn to identify them better. And I found out if you plant them, you learn how to identify them. Off taking care of them over a period of time, you learn how to identify them better. So I planted some basil this year in some dirt and some soil, but they didn't water them just right, and they didn't have the right moisture, or the soil was just right, so they died on me. And I planted basil last year. It came up, but when I transferred it outdoors, it died on me. So I'll plant some basil next year and try to plant some other herbs like parsley and cilantro. I can't tell those apart. I don't
until you taste them.
Yeah. And then I like to plant some wild food, some nettles, so that I could identify them better.
Oh, very good. Yeah, here. Let me plug in. So, for those of you who want to follow Robert on Twitter, it's Wizard Key, but it's the Chinese spelling. So it's WIZARDQI.
Yeah, it's just your capital Q, and all the rest is small.
And your blog is in the same philosophy. It's www.wizardhealthforce.com. And You share very strong on Twitter. Like, it's you have a very active stream. A lot of people read your stuff. I see, you're as much a student as you are a teacher, if that makes sense.
I learn a lot from Twitter. Yeah. I read a lot of good articles that I use. If I read an article, I'll retweet it. And I like it, I'll retweet it. And so I share a lot on Twitter, and I learn a lot by Twitter. I've learned a lot from it. I've got a lot of good information from it. And then I've got on to, from Twitter, a lot of sites where I've got newsletters that I get stuff from in a newsletter, and I'll retweet a lot of that, put a lot of that on Twitter and Google Plus. I've learned a lot from it over a period of time, and it's educational.
I'm going to throw a question out at you, a little philosophy. Is some people garden for the vegetables, some people garden for the flowers, some people garden for exercise. I've met gardeners that it's almost like it's emotional or spiritual recharging. What does gardening mean to you? What do you get from it personally?
Well, I get better food. I get better food from it, and I also get fresh air and get outdoors and really enjoy listening to the birds while I garden and seeing the bees and butterflies, and it's really relaxing. I'm usually relaxed when I leave the garden.
I love that. So you're connecting.
Yeah. It makes you more closer to nature, and I think. And you learn to love and appreciate plants and the outdoors and animals. And
well, fantastic. Now, it's not every day you meet somebody who's lost 130 pounds on their own. You have a lot of wisdom. You have a lot of experience in the garden. You started in an apartment, and now you've got grow lights, and you're doing seedlings. So we're going to play a game called Five Quick Questions, and this is your chance to share some wisdom and experience with beginning gardeners. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Question number one. In your opinion, why do or what stops most people from becoming a gardener?
I think a lot of people think they don't have a place to garden, so, you know, and then there's a lot of people that think they don't have a green thumb. Mm. They think that just because they've planted in the past and they'd had bad luck, or the plants didn't come up, or they didn't grow right or something, that they don't have a green thumb and they won't grow. But all it is knowledge, knowing how to plant and reading up about it and learning about it, and over a period of time, you can discover that. And
anybody with a palate and a bit of lettuce seeds can grow, right?
Yeah. But they get discouraged because they don't come up first for them, and so they give up. And so you got to stick with it. You got to plant them. If they don't grow 1 year, plant them again the next year until you figure out how to plant them the right way to get them going. I did that with the tomatoes. I never used to be good planting tomatoes at all, and this year all 21 tomatoes came up.
Amazing. Good for you. Question number two. You've learned from books, internet, and experienced gardeners. Robert, what is the single best piece of gardening advice that you've ever received?
That is probably the fact that if they don't come up 1 year, plant them again the next year, and keep a planting them and studying them until you get them to grow. Don't give up.
Oh, I like that. Good. Beginning gardeners, the internet is a big, scary, confusing place. If you had just two websites that you wanted to share with a beginning gardener, what would those websites be?
One that I come up with, I don't usually use the internet for garden information a lot. I have my mother who plants flower gardens and vegetable gardens, and I grew up in a family that had gardens when I was young. I can talk with my mother and ask her questions. But I found two websites, and one was www.planetnatural.com. That's got a lot of articles for beginning gardeners, and they're pretty easy to find. Mm-hmm. Then the other site was organicgardening.com, which is a Rodale site, which has got a lot of good articles on it, but they're a little harder to find. It's got articles for beginning gardeners and advanced gardeners, and it's a pretty good site. It's probably those two sites.
Good, good. I wanted to ask you, off topic here, because you're vegan and you eat so much vegetables, do you think a lot about being organic, like buying vegetables without pesticides?
Yeah, I like to buy, I like to keep it 100% organic, but I'm not always perfect at that, and sometimes I eat some junk foods that I shouldn't be eating, but the majority of the time, Twitter keeps me in line, because a lot of the tweets that I get are health food stuff that mentions staying, keeping on track on your diet and stuff like that, and so in the recent years, I eat better than I've ever ate in my life, and except for when I was younger, but then I didn't have one on a vegan diet when I was younger.
You mentioned the dehydrator and the Nutribullet. We have both. I believe the Nutribullet is one of the, you have to, I tell people, you got to get a Nutribullet and you have to use it. It's life-changing.
Yeah, I used to have a Vita mix, but the Nutribullet works just as well. Although you have to, you can't fit as much drink in there, and sometimes I'll make two kale drinks and drink them down and then be full after that. The Nutribullet is really good. You don't have any trouble with it, and it makes good smoothies. It grinds everything up. It even does well with the cacao beans. It grinds them all up, and so there's no chips left or anything.
Brilliant. Question number four. I love to learn about gardening, and I love to read gardening books. Can you recommend a good gardening book for me to read this year?
Well, I don't have a lot of gardening books. I got three or four gardening books, and some of them are on only pest control. And the one book that I have that I found that I could recommend was Chemical Free Yard and Gardening. It shows you how to start, prepare the soil and to and the right fertilizers, and it's got a list of different fertilizers and composts that are natural, and then it goes over the minerals and stuff like that in the garden and how to keep to get stuff growing, and then at the end of it, it's got chemical-free tips on preventing bugs and ruining your garden and diseases.
Awesome. Chemical-free yard and gardening?
Yeah, that's put out by Rodale.
Rodale, they're awesome, yeah. Yeah, we have our tomatoes. Some of them got a brown disease, like brown specks, like freckles on the leaves. And we're using non-toxic, non-chemical ways of killing it off. It's like our one plant was from a nursery, and it brought home something from the nursery. And most of our seeds we grew from scratch, but it's like when a kid goes to kindergarten and comes home with all the germs from school. And so that's a good book. Chemical Free Yard and Gardening by Rodale. Awesome. Oh, question number five. Lots of people listen to this, so we'll generalize, but if you could encourage everyone to grow one thing next year, what's something everyone should try to grow?
I have to say greens.
Greens, yeah.
They're alkaline and they're good for you, and they're healthy with a lot of vitamins, minerals, and photonutrients, and either some kale or some collards or some spinach or some beet greens or some arugula or endive or something like that, some greens. I grow greens a lot because I like it. I like making smoothies out of it, and I like making chio chips out of it.
Nice. I'm nodding along because I got the beets going this year. I got the spinach. My Malabar spinach is up to my, like, 4 feet high.
Oh, wow.
And the leaves are the size of my head. Like, I have to fold it to put it into the Nutribullet.
Oh, wow.
They're colossal. It's like a...
Yeah. I usually have to rip up the kale leaves and put them in the NutriBullet.
Nice. Well, good stuff. Now, I want everyone, keep both hands on the wheel if you're driving, but I'll put Robert's links in the show notes on the blog, but follow him on Twitter, WIZARDQI, Wizard Key, and www.wizardhealthforce.com. Share his stuff. Robert, our half hour has flown by, but I'm going to give you the last word. Reach out through cyberspace to all the listeners. Do you have a pearl of wisdom or a note of encouragement for all the gardeners out there?
With gardening, you have to stick with it and keep it growing them. If they don't grow for you the first year, grow them the next year and keep with gardeners that are good gardening the way you like. If it's organic gardening, get with an organic gardener and find out more about it and also get around, get good organic gardening books and get on some of those sites. And I'm lucky that I have my mother that I can ask a lot of questions, and then I have three or four good gardening books. My advice is to stick with it. Garden is not hard to find, and if you live in an apartment, go rent a plot at the community garden or start plant some seeds and plants inside. Or just start somewhere. Start with one or two, and then after a while you'll get better at it, and then you grow more, and every year you get better and better, and it'll just work out for you.
Awesome. Robert, thanks for being on the show. You did great.
Okay. Thank you.
All of the links, resources, books, and websites mentioned in this episode will be posted at www.backtomygarden.com/20.